Hi, everyone. This is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron. And this is part three of our series on rules. And in this episode, we discuss a situation when there is not a direct rule. And you can see how confusing hindrances and lets can be. And even though both of us have been playing for a number of years, we weren't completely sure what to do. So here it is. Okay, this is my last one, which is one of my friends.
And I have to add one after.
Go ahead. You add yours.
Okay. So it kind of went along with the racket thing, though, like having the racket slip out of your hand. I was playing a week or two ago. I don't remember. And there was a court next to me. It didn't happen on my court, but we were playing. And on the court next to me, a woman fell down and her partner continued to play. So it was one on two. So her partner was down, like slipped or was off the court. Like, you know, she wasn't hurt, but she had slipped long enough where the ball went back and forth, like I would say two or three times. And the opponents, you know, they kept playing with the one partner. And then when the point ended, I think the opponents, the people that had the two people on the court and, you know, against the one person, they said, they apologized. They said, I'm really sorry that we continued playing that point, but that's what we're supposed to do. Did you know that? Like if someone normally, like I think what I would have done, and I don't know if there's a specific rule, there probably is a specific rule on this in front of court. We should look it up. But I would probably, again, kind of out of courtesy, I would have probably stopped playing and just said, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I would imagine most people would have been okay with that. But like the three people, and this was a 4-0, like a high level 4-0 match. These women had probably been 4-0s for many, many, many years. So they did know the rules or this had happened to them before, but they continued playing. And I think I would have stopped whether I was the partner or the opponent to make sure that that person was okay. But apparently you play through it if somebody's down and out.
Did she scream as she fell?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. If she just fell, I think you have to keep playing. But I think if she so she couldn't have hindered herself. Yeah. So she and her partner couldn't have. Yes, she couldn't.
Her partner couldn't say, my partner.
Oh, no, because it's hindering your team. So you're hindering yourself. So that doesn't work. It's whether the other team.
So the other team could have, and then they would have said, like, we're going to replay that point. They would have said, that's a hindrance. Oh, I guess they could have said, that's a hindrance. I'll take the point.
Well, so she wouldn't have intentionally done anything, so they couldn't have taken the point. Oh. The question is, if she screamed,
so you're so smart.
Maybe they see, this is why I like the black and white rules. This is one of those where you have to kind of talk through it versus here's the rule. The racket falls out of your hand. You go and get the racket. You keep playing. This is a little bit different because I'm even going to have to double check the rules. But I think if they just fall, you have to keep playing because there's not like a scream. But I think if there's a scream or like falling's part of the game. People can fall. That's not like outside the normal course.
I used to fall all the time.
Yes, I did too. But if she screamed.
I used to fall all the time.
And that bothered them, then I think maybe they could call a let because you're not used to the scream associated therewith. But I'm not sure. I'm going to have to double check that one.
So say that one more time though, because so you can't hinder yourself.
So that team couldn't have done anything. That side couldn't.
But the other team could say, you hindered me by falling, but she didn't intentionally do it.
Yeah. Well, so the most thing, they could definitely not take the point in that situation if she fell.
Okay. That's what you said. They couldn't take
and
the point.
And I don't even think.
Because it's not like she intentionally.
I don't think you can call let if all she did was fall. I think the only time they would have been able to call let is if she screamed or did something that was just kind of like, you know, really out there. As she fell, like, so that that was the part that distracted, that was kind of outside. You know how some women can be a little over the top with their, I'm down, I'm out.
Yeah.
But if, yes, I need help.
Interesting.
Like something like that. Then I think.
Okay.
But the actual falling.
So it's the intentional part.
Yeah.
Of hindrance.
So I think
you can't
falling,
just say, I'm taking it. Yeah,
there would be no unless there was more than, you know, her falling and like maybe screaming as she went down as part of the fall. But if if she was talking afterwards and saying something like, I need help, I need help, then that's intentional. Then I think you could call the hindrance. But this is the gray area where I do not like this part of tennis because it is this awkward, you know, because a part of you is like, well, we should stop and play a let. But you also feel that way if your opponent drops their racket because they don't have a racket to play with. You know, it's kind of the thing. What if she fell, exactly. then dropped her racket? You know, so yeah, but this is the part of tennis I don't enjoy. I like where there's a rule and there you go.
I agree.
This is the rule. But then if you play by the rules, as we talked about, people get mad at you, you know, or they say, well, that's not nice.
I know.
So it's hard.
Right.
But that's a great point right there. You know, something else that happens on the court. I would keep playing. I agree with him. I would be like, you got to keep playing. They couldn't call anything. And then, you know, even though it's hard, you got to keep going. But I'll double check.
Like I said, I know my personality. I would be like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Can I get you a Band-Aid? I have an ice pack. You know, I have like 8 million things in my, you know, bag that could help you or whatever. But yeah, they were just like hit the ball. And they were like, afterwards, they were like, we're sorry. We have to play through it. So,
yeah.
And she wasn't hurt. Cause I remember, like I said, they hit two or three or four balls. Cause I looked over and I was like, they're literally hitting the ball over this lady. And, you know, she got up. I mean, I remember her not being hurt because none of us like went to her court or, you know, anything like that. But it was just odd. But
yeah, it's awkward.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
I'm sure it happens all the time. And it's awkward when it happens to keep playing. But I guess it's kind of, you know, in the normal course, you can, as part of the game, you can fall. Yeah. So there's nothing really anyone can call unless she's like screaming.
I bet that happens in men's tennis. I'll bet that happens in men's tennis a lot.
I bet
just because they're like, you know, kind of more spazzy and running everywhere. And
yes,
you know, like I said, I used to fall all the time. Maybe it was like, I don't know, you know, lower levels, like not knowing good footwork or something. I don't know. But I just remember like falling a lot when I was a 2.5 and a 3.0 for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, I have one more. Let's say you and I are playing doubles. Our opponent hits a ball. I think the ball's good. You think it's out. So what is the call?
Okay.
Is the call that the ball's good or is it out?
It's good, meaning in, right?
Yes, yes.
The ball is
That's
in.
Right. That's
You've
right.
called it in. It's, yeah. Yes. Then your call overrides mine.
Yes, because there's a disagreement because on the calls.
And we have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
Actually,
right.
Yeah. The courtesy is to give the benefit of the doubt to your opponent. So if, you and I disagree and I think it's out and you think it's in, then the ball is in.
Yeah, that's right. We hope discussing some of these rules will help other players because these were situations that actually happened on the court and at least we didn't know what to do. Also, we contacted Rebel Good, who does the Court of Appeals column for Tennis Magazine and the Stump the Up section for Western Wake Tennis Association. And he confirmed that if someone falls on the court, everyone just needs to keep playing. But he also confirmed that if someone screams or yells after an injury, it would be an unintentional hindrance that would entitle the opponent to claim a let. If any of you guys listening have any other rules that you didn't know on the tennis court, or maybe that you were surprised to learn the rule, please contact us on our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.